Okay, let's take a few moments to breathe and listen. Pianist and composer Chad Lawson describes his new album as an invitation to decompress. It's called Where We Are, and Chad Lawson is with us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Aisha.
Why an invitation to decompress? It's probably something we all need to do. I mean, I know I need to do it. Are you kind of trying to give people permission to do that?
You hit the nail on the head. Permission, right there. Self-permission. I feel like there's... Maybe before even COVID existed, we've been carrying around all of these things. And then COVID was the time where we stopped and, you know, we were forced to self-reflect and say, I want to get rid of these things. Now I don't know how. And I think for a lot of us, it's really been difficult to actually give ourselves permission to feel okay. And so this album really is like saying, hey, you know what? It's actually okay to feel calm, to feel okay.
The song, I Know It Will. Can you talk to me a bit about what you were feeling when you were creating it?
This entire album, and also this song in particular, the reason why it's called Where We Are is because I wanted to meet people with where they were emotionally. Prior to recording this album, I had an album already put together, and it was about dreams, and it was about chasing your dreams, and it was actually called The Dreams We Chase. And you know, musically, it was more technically challenging. It was a little bit more robust. And I was doing a performance in Baton Rouge, of all places, and this young lady came up to me after a performance, and she could barely form a sentence because she was crying so hard. And she said, you know, my dad is dying of stage 4 cancer, and all I can do is listen to your music and to your podcast, and I just had to come up and tell you thank you. And it was at that moment where I just said in my mind, people aren't ready to dream because they're still trying to heal. We all go through struggle, right? We all have these moments where we just feel overwhelmed and we just feel buried. And the song is a reflection of that, to where it's like, no matter the struggles that we're going through, there's always a path that's going to find our way better. I know this is going to turn out better. I know it will.
You do have a podcast that emphasizes mindfulness. What is it about music that complements wellness?
Music is a timestamp. Like, think about your favorite song. And then think about, like, where you heard that. And there's probably an emotional attachment to that. You know, I cannot hear Smoke Gets in Your Eyes without thinking about my mom and dad.
You must realize smoke gets in your eyes.
Because every time, like growing up as a child, I would hear that, you know, I would see them just like look at each other. And so that's the amazing thing about music, is it attaches a timestamp of emotion. You know, I've had so many people say, you know, even just the other day, someone messaged me and said, we had your song on when our child was born in the hospital. And so every time they hear that song now, they're going to go back to that memory and they're going to be able to say, you know, this was really important to me. And I think a lot of times with music, the reason why I place such a precedence on not trying to dictate what the song is about, but allowing the song to be able to tell me what it's about, is because with music, we are given this blank canvas, and it's different for each person. So a song that you hear can be the same song that someone else hears, and just lands completely different.
So, you know, we've been talking about emotions and how songs bring up emotions. What emotion do you think we should go out on? What song do you want to evoke as we leave this conversation?
There's a song in the album called Sanctuary. And what I wanted to do with Sanctuary is I wanted for the listener to say, or to ask themselves, what is my sanctuary? What is that place where emotionally I can rejuvenate, that I can feel safe? And that may mean sitting down and reading a book by yourself. That may mean going for a run, doing yoga, or just honestly just sitting and watching a movie with your family. But I think a lot of times we don't have that anchor for us emotionally, which allows us to actually just say, this is a safe place for me, and I need to make sure that I'm doing this more often.
That's Chad Lawson. His new album is Where We Are. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Isha. It is such a delight to speak with you.